We are up to Perek Gimel in the Gate of Remembrance, Shara Zchira, Perek Gimel. And the Chofetz Chaim is surprisingly still talking about why is it that David HaMelech put such emphasis on not speaking Lashon Hara to get all the brachas of life in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Why is Shmiras Lashon so important? So we had just finished up a beautiful piece from the Chofetz Chaim, if I may say so myself, which was the prosecutor only gets a chance, gets his pass to prosecute only once we speak Lashon Hara. So therefore, the key to all destruction in this world is really Lashon Hara. That is what allows the prosecutor to start speaking, and therefore Lashon Hara is an extremely dangerous thing, and you're playing with fire. So that was his previous pshat that he said. Now, continues the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Oid nuchu loymar. You can say, also say a pshat, Mashe tola David HaMelech olav shalom, that which David HaMelech made dependent, etzem ha-chaim ha-nitzchim, for the eternal life, v'toivas olam hazeh b'shmiras haloshen, and the good in this world in shmiras haloshen, ki yaduahu, here comes MC, he's actually in Mexico, so I don't even know what time it is in Mexico. Mikhail.
Hello.
What time is it? Pesach in Mexico? Is it like Seder night in Mexico? What time is it there?
10.
Are you zooming the Pesach Seder right now?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, fine. Manishtana halayla zeh. I know when I was a kid, only the youngest kid did it. For some reason, all six of my children have to get up and do it. That's why we go to sleep at 2 a.m. I got so many kids standing on the chair. Is my 15-year-old going to get on the chair and sing Manishtana? That's what I want to know.
I'm 20, and I still do it. So
Still do it. Manishtana alayla hazeh. You're all singing to me. That's what's Manishtana alayla hazeh. Okay, here we go. Ki yaduahu, because it is well known. Sha'alke nikras nishmasu shel adam b'shem nishmas chayim. Why is a person's neshama called nishmas chayim? Avur sheba yichye ha'adam chaye netzach. Because through a person's neshama, that's what's going to give him the capability to live forever. Uba lashon hara. Nishmaso hakadosha mistalekes mimenu avor zeh. A Baal Lashon Hara loses his neshama. Kamo shekasev b'zoyah harkadosh parshas mezayra. So says the Chofetz Chaim. Now we see already why David HaMelech is saying, if you want, first of all, olam haba, you better not talk Lashon Hara. You want to know why? Because you need a neshama in order to get olam haba. And the Zohar says, whatever this means, a person's neshama leaves him if he's a Baal Lashon Hara. V'gam b'olam hazeh. And not, so that's in terms of olam haba. What about an olam hazeh? Me'utad. Me'utad is a good word for you to write down on the side. Me'utad means destined. It's from the Lashon of Atid. Future. It's from the Lashon of Atid. Future of Mi'utad, what we would call, is like a verbalize, like verbs it. Mi'utad means it's destined. Mi'utad sheyavo olav yisurim. A Baal Lashon Hara is basically destined that he's going to have troubles. V'heim ha'perus shelo avanamar. We all, right? Like we say, like I say in a second, like we say by Talmud Torah, Eichel Peru Sayim Ba'olam Hazeh, the Hakeren Kayemus Loila Olam Haba. You just get the fruits in this world, but the real Iker Schar, you get in Olam Haba. Same thing by Lashon Hara, like it is, says in Yerushalmi in the first Parakapeya, Shinefroyin Al Oven Hazeh Min Ha'odim Ba'olam Hazeh. You get paid back in Olam Hazeh. But the Iker punishment is going to be in Olam Haba. And according to the Chafetz Chaim, we have a deeper understanding of what the punishment of Olam Haba is to the Baal Lashon Hara. There, it doesn't get Olam Haba. He's just going to miss it. It doesn't have a neshama, which is very scary. Okay? So now we understand why David HaMelech puts extreme emphasis on Lashon Hara for both Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, because the Iker punishment will be in Olam Haba, that which you don't have a neshama, and you also get the payers in Olam Hazeh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will patch you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. So when he patches you, it's not like your father patches you, even if your father hit you with a belt as a child. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. Okay, the ish, hachoisein piv miladaber dvarim asurim, but the opposite, a person who shuts his mouth, closes his mouth from speaking dvarim asurim, zoyche lechai oylam haba, zoyche to oylam haba. Lo'or ha'gonuz la'tzadikim, like the Chofetz Chaim we already saw a few times brought down, k'mosha kosov agra, b'shem ha'midrash, sh'al kol rega v'rega, sh'otam choysev piv, every second, this we saw this Chofetz Chaim a few times, every rega, not a year, not a month, not a week, not a day, every single rega that you have a yetzahara to say lashon hara, and you don't do it, Zoyche la'or ha'ganuz, you're zoyche to this incredible light, she'en kol malich u'briya yachol l'shayer, that even the malachim aren't able to fathom. Al-kein, hizir o'sanu David HaMelech olav ha'shalom. Therefore, David HaMelech warned us, mi'a isha chafetz chayim b'olam haba, v'lir o'ishtoiv b'olam hazeh, nitzor l'shayincha me'ra. Okay, beautiful. Oid, we could chap another day over here. Oid yesh inyan pashat. There's also another very simple thing. Asher nuchal lehizboinin nizet, that we're going to be able to become more aware. As gnus ha'oven amar, the terrible disgustingness of this bitter sin of Lashon Hara. V'hu. And it is like this. Ki yaduhu, it's well known, she yitroin ha'adam mekol balei achayim, what's a good translation for yitroin? What's a good English word for what we have over the animals? Like what, the advantage, that is not, advantage is not the right word, but what makes us better, it's also, whatever. The yitroin, I'm looking for, you know, the word. I can't get the word right now. Need a thesaurus. If that's what a thesaurus does, I'm not sure what a thesaurus does. Maybe I need a dictionary. I'm not sure. I need something, some sort of book. Okay, back to the book that we need right here. So, she yitroin ha'adam mekol balei chayim, what makes us better than all the animals, hu b'meh shehoseh bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu es nefesh hamedaberes. It's our ability to speak. Kamosha Kasiv, like it says in Bereshis, Vayipach Ba'apov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in through our nostrils, Nishmas Chayim, the neshama of life, Ve'iya Adam LaNefesh Chayim, that made us a living being. The Tirgim Unklus, and the very famous Unklus, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathe into us? L'ruach Mamalola, a spirit which has the ability to speak. So that's what made us different from the animals. Our ability to communicate, our ability to speak to each other. That's only if he fixes and works on his koyach hadibur. But if you use your speech for bad things, for dirty words, and for bad speech, for lashon hara, who garua yoiser mibehema asher al aretz? You're worse than the animals. At least an animal doesn't mess up his speech. There's a mile that he doesn't have speech and that he can't mess it up. But if we have speech, then we could unfortunately be worse than animals. This is an amazing thing. This is a Chofetz Chaim's diak, Rabbi Yisrael, but a diak from the Chofetz Chaim. Mi ha'ish ha'chofetz chayim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you can read the pasuk like this. Mi ha'ish, who's considered an ish? De'ilav hachi, if you're not l'tzor l'shen chomera, eino b'chlal ish, you are not a person. A person who saw someone who has a koyach hadibor. Unbelievable. Mi ha'ish. Doesn't say mi roitze, mi roitze chayim. Mia ish, says the Chofetz Chaim, is coming to tell us who's a person. A person is someone that is Mitzor Lashon Chomera. If you don't do it, you're not an ish. You were lower. You were lower than a behema. Be'etzem, there's a medrash. There's a medrash in Bereishis that says a similar idea to this. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon after he was created, Zoiche, if you're Zoiche, if you do good things, then Rishon Shelabria, you are the first creation. And that shows how special you are. Im lo zechisa, if you're not worthy, meaning you do averus, then achroin shebaria, then you are the last thing created. So the mefarshim are obviously bothered. What in the world does that mean? Like, either he is the first or last. What do you mean? If I do good, I'm the first. If I don't do good, then I'm last. What is Adam? First or last? What does that mean? So there's more than one mahalich. But one mahalich, it says, so it depends. Because if you don't do good, so that means, what did you put your emphasis on? You put your emphasis on your guf. That's why you're not doing good. You're running after your body. So if we look at your guf, that was the last thing to be created. All the animals were created, and only then Adam HaRishon was created. But im zechis, if you do what's right, that means your neshama came first. The neshama came, whatever that means, metachas kisei akavud, our neshamas were already there. So then you're first. So whether or not you're considered the spitz of creation, the first thing, whether you're considered an afterthought, depends on you. Are you putting an emphasis on your neshama or on your guf? There's two chalakim we're made up of. Right? Obviously, we're made up of two chalakim, which is something that the Ran in Drushas Aran talks about a lot. He talks about in one of his drushas that this is really our why we have a koyach bechira. We have our neshama, which wants us to learn all day during quarantine, and then we have our guf, which wants us to click refresh on Yeshiva World, right? Hopefully that's the only thing our goof wants to be refreshing. So, right? If that's what you're doing, is probably actually in our day and age, it's probably your neshama, you know? Like only be on Yeshiva World. That's probably the neshama by now. But what was I talking about? Oh, so he says a lot of cool things over there. He says, okay, whatever, he says something really cool. He says, that's why there's a mitzvah to constantly learn Torah. What does he say? He says, because it's not fair. because we have a guf and we have our neshama. So if you think about it, just like in Olam Hazeh, the more you work out something is the stronger it gets. So this is, it's unfair. Our guf is working out all day. Everything is sight and sound and taste and taivas. It's a very gashmi world. He says, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu has to push it, give us exercises for our neshama. That's a way we have to, that's how you make the battle, the pasha, exercising your neshamas in your brain, by the way. I don't know if anyone thinks his neshama is in his, you know, is in your heart. The truth is the Nefesh HaChaim talks about it. I want to put the Nefesh HaChaim on the side for 1 second. Nefesh HaChaim goes into different parts of your neshama and where they are, but it happens to be, it's a mefurish Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas and other places, that your neshama is in your seichel. Your seichel is your neshama. It's not your heart is your makom ataivas. Your neshama is in your seichel, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's why we put the tefillin here and here. This we want to use our seichel, which our neshama, for Hashem. And this is for our taivas, our heart. Okay, whatever. Back to the point at hand. Side tangent. So if you don't keep Lashon Hara, then you are not an ish. You are not a man. You're an animal. Okay? And that's why I got into the whole thing about first of the Bria, second of the Bria, and the Neshama. And then I got into, you are made up of a guf and Neshama. And that's the battle. I spoke about the Drasha Saran. And then I spoke about that your neshama is really in your brain. That's why you have to learn Torah to do exercise for your neshama. So, okay. That was all. That was following my ADD side tangent, right? Try to do that sometimes. Sometimes you'll wake up in the middle of davening and you'll be, you know, middle of nowhere. If you try to repace your steps to like how you got there, it's a lot of fun. If you're able to get there, sometimes it's like 8 or 9 steps. Like, how did I end up in Africa in the middle of Shema Kolenu? And you're like, oh, Shema Kolenu, I was davening for someone with the coronavirus. Coronavirus made me think of China. China made me think of foreign countries. Foreign countries made me think, hey, what would it be like to be in Africa? It's very interesting if you're able to do that. But after Shemona Esrei, not while you're still in Shemona Esrei. Unfortunately, I think this is being recorded. Okay, so now, Ubefrat, and specifically Imhu Ben Taira, if you're a Ben Taira, Minkar Yaiser Ganusai Bezeh, it is even more nicker on you, the disgustingness when you speak Lashon Hara, because you're compared to this beautiful palace, and you have this pipe letting out all this disgusting waste coming through it. You're such a beautiful, you are the Nezer HaBriya, the Tamar Chacham is the spitz of the Bria, and then he's doing Lashon Hara, then he has the waste pipe just coming into his beautiful Kamud Isa Ke'inzeb in Mesechus Derech Eretz, like it is in Mesechus Derech Eretz. And people are, for some reason, tuning in right now. Maybe they just finished davening, which is great. But I don't know who Y is, but I doubt Shimon Berger just finished davening. He probably just finished another Chavrusa and therefore came on now, which is very stark. That is Shmiras HaLashon for today. Bez Hashem, over the days of Chol HaMoed, we will continue Shmiras HaLashon. We are, Ayuda, we are plugging along over here in Shmiras HaLashon, and we are not going on vacation, Rabbi Isai. We're not going on vacation. And Darius HaTorah is always here for you.